Abortion has been in the public debate across the Midwest states in recent months. Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, and other states have passed laws to restrict abortions, and court challenges have followed. But the public debate doesn't often include people who have had abortions themselves. To open a two-part series of these personal stories, Side Effects Public Media's Paige Flager visits an abortion clinic near Dayton.
Yes, this is the spot.
Marilyn Evans stands in an empty parking lot, looking at a nondescript office building. The Women's Med Center in Kettering is the only abortion clinic for miles. Now, it's embroiled in a legal battle to stay open.
You think with certain human rights that people move forward, but as we've seen, you know, over the course of the last few years, you know, we're in unbelievable ways moving backwards from things that in my lifetime I thought were done deal.
Evans has been here before, first in 1996. She decided to get an abortion after finding out there were complications with her pregnancy.
It just seemed like the right decision, and it was the right decision for my husband, and it was the right decision for, I mean, like I said, I had a little kid at the time, I had a four-year-old, and, you know, I worked, and it didn't seem like I would be able to take care of a kid with special needs.
She was steadfast in her decision, but she says it was still hard to talk to other people about what happened.
You know, women aren't comfortable when they have miscarriages, let alone nobody wants to talk about losing a baby, period, because it's so physical and so emotional and so personal that, you know, you are really holding your breath until you actually have a healthy baby in your arms.
Her oldest daughter, Macy, remembers her mom being open and honest with her from a young age.
So right away, my mom was already having conversations with me about sex and birth control and abortion and just periods and things like that. And so that always kind of led my friends to always asking me questions and asking my mom questions. And we were kind of just like that open household to talk about things.
It wasn't until she heard people talking about abortion at school that she realized it was a divisive topic.
In high school, when people started to put kind of a negative connotation towards abortion, I always kind of stood up and said that I didn't agree with that. And especially in my mind, I was like, my mom's had one. Like, I would hear people at school talking about how it was a bad thing or a terrible thing or a murder, and I literally knew my mom had had one.
But that got harder when Macy turned 17 and got pregnant. She said she was on birth control and her boyfriend used a condom. She told her mom and got a pregnancy test.
And we just sat there and looked at it. I knew 100% it was going to be positive. And my mom just like gasped and we both like cried a lot.
Macy decided she wanted to have an abortion. Her mom drove her to the same Kettering clinic where she'd had her abortion decades earlier. Macy says the worst part was facing protesters outside.
I will never forget the people screaming in my face, you know, calling me a murderer. And I mean, that's the most unpleasant part.
She had already surpassed the 6-week mark when she had the abortion. A recently passed Ohio law known as the Heartbeat Bill bans abortions after that mark.
My life literally would have been completely different, and it wouldn't be the life that I wanted for myself. And it's weird. Like, it's just a weird thing to think about that my mom got hers so long ago, and that then I got mine almost 10 years ago, and that now it's going to be different.
Outside the clinic, Marilyn Evans points to a sign of that change. The building across the street is a pregnancy center run by a religious organization. These kinds of centers steer women away from abortion. The window facing the abortion clinic advertises pre-termination consultation.
Now that I know those things exist, I'm like furious, but because you wonder how many women have been tricked by it.
Women and families bustle in and out of the building. While the abortion clinic lot is empty, the lot across the street is full. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.